Welcome. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. The Bearcat story broke out nationally again today. There have been some national pickups on this thus far. For those of you who maybe are new to the show, we've been covering the Concord Bearcat issue. We've been covering the Bearcat as long as we've known about it on Free Talk Live, and it is something that came to our little town of Keene, New Hampshire, back in 2012. It's a police tank. It's a militarized vehicle. It's, you know, armored, and it's got gun ports, and it's got a possible mount for a 50 cal on the top, and a number of other little additions and that sort of thing. They cost about $300,000, and usually departments, police departments around the country will apply to the federal government to get a grant in order to purchase one of these monstrosities to then... Oh, sorry about that. You guys weren't in the studio.
It's an acronym, actually, for Ballistic Engineered Armored Response Counterattack Truck.
That's correct. It's not a defense truck. It's a counterattack truck. So definitely something that can be used to oppress people. It's something that can be used on a drug raid against people.
You'll see oftentimes it's used in
protests
that it'll be out there. And I find the idea of... this is a military vehicle. The idea of a military vehicle out during a protest to be a chilling effect on free speech.
The idea that police need military vehicles is always kind of ridiculous because, we have a military.
Well,
if you feel it's necessary to call in the military, then you should have to call in the military.
Well, of course, they also supposedly have a prohibition against the military being used in the streets, although some would argue that was wiped away during the Bush administration.
Right, and that's the whole point, is that they should, you know, if they have to use military equipment, they should have to call in the military, and there's a reason why they can't call in the military for general situations, because it doesn't make sense for them to do it, and it's ridiculous. So training the police to be the military is defeating the whole reason why they can't call in the military for these types of situations. It should be obvious. You don't need tanks to roll down streets.
So the government's position on this is that they need it for rescuing people. At least that was their position here in Keene. They've changed their tune in Concord. Now they're admitting that they want to use this against peaceful protesters that they believe could turn violent.
There's actually a really great video by, ironically, by Robin Hood of Keene, who made a video comparing the... he made this a while ago. It's like, I think one of the first videos he made when he came to Keene was comparing the Bearcat as a rescue vehicle to Keene's, I think it's Rescue One is the name
the
of
the fire truck.
Yeah, the fire truck. And he did this great compare and contrast video of like,
yeah, it was great.
This thing has cannon ports. You know, like it's like the Bearcat here is that thing where you can take a 50 caliber weapon and, you know, shoot it out of the top of the thing. You're going to be rescuing a lot of people with that, you know, versus like ladders and, you know,
and actual
axes
safety
and,
equipment,
you know, things
like
to actually
that.
Like, you know. Go
yeah,
through walls.
That was a great episode, and I don't know what you would search for on freekeen.com, but it is there somewhere. So the news out of Concord, New Hampshire, is that they have been attempting to get one of these things for the last year. The city council approved the grant request. So they approved the police department to request the grant. They were approved by the federal government for an over $250,000 grant for one of these things. And now it is coming back to the city council for a final approval vote. The city council put off that approval vote this Monday. I think it was Monday or Tuesday night. And they put it off until a future meeting, which could happen next month.
Because they don't want activists there, essentially. They're probably just trying to push people around.
That's the idea. I don't know if they even have a firm date for the put-off meeting. I believe it has been tabled, which means that they could bring it off the table at any point, I think, at any meeting in the future. So they could just wait until things die down and then, all right, well, there's five people here. Let's go ahead and bring this thing back. I don't know if that's how it's going to play out,
right.
But this is certainly a common stalling tactic on the part of the state agents. Now, at this hearing where they held a hearing recently, I think it was the 12th, there were hundreds of people that showed up. We had a call in from Eric, who was down there from Keene. He had taken, a crew of people up to Concord, and there were people coming from all across the state, people from all across different political boundaries coming to oppose this, occupiers, Free State Project participants, just anybody who is concerned about the militarization of the police. They were at this event. This is kind of the pinnacle of this. I mean, we started it in Keene back in 2012, and we kind of got the ball rolling on this when they did their Bearcat here.
Berkeley managed to get their Bearcat stopped, so
they did.
There was some success there. Like, Keene started, Berkeley was a success. Will Concord be a success too?
Will it indeed? That is really the ultimate question. I can't say I'm optimistic about that, but we'll certainly keep you informed.
So one of the insider things, you know, insider silly bits of conversation, I think, in regards to this that I heard, you know, kind of from some discussion of a few activists, was in regards to how the Manchis would handle their protests versus Keene, and in regards to whether or not a lot of the Manchester folk would show up for their Bearcat protests and how they would be dressed.
And, oh, yeah, the old everybody needs to wear a suit thing.
Well, and I noticed, I did see a lot of people were fairly dressed up for the Manch protests, so bravo to them, I guess. I don't know how much of a difference it actually made, but it was interesting to see that there were a lot of people there who were in full suits and, you know, dressed up and whatnot. And, well,
it can help. You just never know who you're dealing with, whether it helps or not.
I don't know. I mean,
in New Hampshire, it's, I think, you know, suits can be a little bit of an overkill, maybe just a sport coat. But, you know, this is a state where it tends to be a little more rural.
I don't know about you, but I don't really want to put a suit on in the middle of the summertime.
No. But I just wonder, though, I mean, how people feel. Do you feel that there's a significant difference in the public perception of the Bearcat protest in, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I did watch some of the footage today. If you go to freekeen.com, there's a post there about this Marine colonel spoke out. And I've got the audio here, and I would like to play it. And I don't believe he's a Free State Project participant. But in that same post, if you read through the post, there's a part one and part two link. You can literally go and watch something like 3 hours worth of testimony. So you can watch from beginning to end this entire meeting, you know, including all of the great activists that came out and spoke about this. But in the beginning part, there's some outdoorsy sections where people are speaking on a megaphone. And at one point, there's chanting. And boy, that's something that I really can't stand, is chanting. And there was some controversy. You were talking about the difference in tactics maybe between some of the activists that went to Concord versus what happened in Keene. And there was some controversy at one point when I brought up the Thanks But No Tanks song, which is to the tune of Three Dog Night's Joy to the World. So it's a fun little tune. It's a protest song, basically. And we sang it here in Keene before they had their Bearcat hearing. Like 5 minutes before the meeting started, we were in the room and we sang this song and, you know, got it on video. And then we did it actually again when they took the actual vote later on.
Do it in the room where they did the voting?
Yeah, in the room. Yeah, that way everybody could hear and see it right before they started their meeting. And I thought it went very, very well. And we actually also went to the city councilors' homes and serenaded them.
But they loved that.
Whether they liked it or not. And so, you know, I just chanting. I don't know who started it. Maybe it was some of the occupiers. I really don't know. It could have been anybody. But I think song is far better than chanting. It's something that brings people together more effectively. It's more fun. You know, you've got fun song lyrics rather than just chanting "Thanks, No Tanks" over and over again.
No tanks,
Okay, so I don't see a big difference. I don't think.
Oh, it's a huge difference. I mean, the difference between chanting and singing is the difference between being angry and being, you know, coming from a place of love.
So you have a preference, and I appreciate that you have a preference.
You have to learn the words to a song, which means you have to actually actively think about them. With chanting,
you don't have to learn the words.
There
are song sheets. You can have song sheets.
Well, yeah, you can, but you still kind of have to learn, you know, how the song goes.
I mean, practice helps.
And generally, you're going to remember it. You're going to think about what the words are versus chanting, where it's just like, you know, like
it's mindless.
Yeah, it's mindless, and it's literally it's called chanting is used because it's a thought stopping technique.
So I just thought it was interesting that I got grief from critics online who are, you know, upset about the idea of anyone singing at this hearing. We don't want anyone singing, but then there's chanting going on. 855, 450 free, but otherwise I think that it was great. I mean, they had hundreds of people there. They packed that room full. I don't know if the chanting went on inside the room. I don't believe that was the case. I think it was only outside. So that's good. 855 450 free. But that's one thing. You don't know what's going to happen. If you've got hundreds of people showing up, you can't control them. They're going to do what they're going to do.
That's true.
You can try to influence things, try to, you know, talk to people that are doing things in a way that you might think is detrimental. More coming up. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a special message for women over 40. Are you experiencing hot flashes or sleeplessness? How about stress or low libido? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be experiencing hormonal imbalance due to menopause, and you qualify to receive a free sample of Amberin, a leading menopause solution that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve common symptoms of menopause. Amberin has helped thousands of women finally get relief from menopause symptoms, and if you haven't tried Amberin, now's the time, because for the first time ever, you can try it completely free. All you have to do is call 1-800-922-1460 and request your free sample. There's no risk and no obligation to buy anything in the future. Want to know if Amberin can work for you? Get your free sample and find out. This is a very limited time offer, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-922-1460. Shipping not included. Limited to one free sample per household. Call 1-800-922-1460. That's 1-800-922-1460.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like here toll-free at 855-453. Coming up, a Marine colonel speaks out against the militarization of the police. We've got the audio from the Concord Bearcat hearing that happened earlier this week. We'll play some of that for you. Also, we'll take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Listening options, we've got a bunch of them. Listen.freetalklive.com, live streams, broadband, midband, narrowband versions, all available 24/7. You can always listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live over at listen.freetalklive.com. And we've got radio stations, 125 great AM and FM stations. We've got our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air channel, which is available across North and Central America thanks to Bitcoin. Webcam, you can watch that. You can also get us tuned in on your phone by dialing a long-distance number on any phone that can dial long distance. So go and check that out at listen.freetalklive.com.
Home sales have really ramped up this season, and mortgages, well, they're still, the rates are still at some of the lowest they have been historically. Mortgage Minute Guy and his team of experts can help you find the best mortgage for you. So, you know, if you want a 30-year fixed, they can find that for you. But they're going to also help you look at the other options. And there are other options out there. 15-year fixed, 20-year fixed have some advantages over the 30-year fixed. It just depends on what's right for you. And Mortgage Minute Guy .com will be able to help you find the right mortgage for you. If you're looking at working with someone else, you need to get a second opinion. MortgageMinuteGuy.com can get you a second opinion. There's a lot of difference between a cheap mortgage and an expensive one. They're going to show you. 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. We'll get back into the Concord Bearcat update here with a video that's going viral online, according to Huffington Post, where Marine Colonel Peter Martino is speaking out against the militaristic police state that is being built up all around us, all around this country. Let's go to Charles first, though. Listening in New Jersey, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hey, Charles.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Right now.
What's on your mind?
Right now, the most likely person to be the next president is a guy who calls himself a libertarian.
Now, what are you talking about?
He's not a... Rand Paul.
He doesn't call himself a libertarian.
And he's most likely to be the next president? Really?
Yeah, that seems like a stretch.
I think he's clearly the front runner on a Republican.
How can anybody make a statement about front runners in 2013 for an election that happens?
Actually, they just did a poll in Iowa.
I would love to say that's true, but I mean, my instinct is telling me, yeah,
what
no
kind of
way.
Poll?
Iowa straw poll. I don't know.
Yeah, straw polls aren't real polls. Yeah. Those aren't scientific in any way, shape, or form.
It's just a feeling. I get that.
Okay. And he's also not a libertarian.
Let's call him a front runner in order to stop the pedantry that's going on.
And let's call him a Republican instead of a libertarian, because he won't admit to being a libertarian, and I don't know if there's any evidence he is.
I just watched a series of interviews with him, and he is calling himself a libertarian. Now he's not a principled libertarian, but he's right on a lot of positions, and he seems to me like a free thinker. I've been deliberating on him since he's come on the scene a few years ago.
Yeah, he's probably better than George W. Bush. I'll give him that.
He's a lot better. I mean, I think.
Yeah, wait till he gets the power. Wait till he gets the power.
Yeah, I really think you're dreaming. I mean. But, you know.
Well, I don't, you know, as much as I don't want to care about national politics, I do like to have somebody to root for. Mm-hmm. And, I've been following.
Like a sports team.
Let him make his point. What is the point, sir?
The point is that I think he is the most likely person to be president in 2016.
Okay.
Because.
We'll see.
We now have Charles' prediction.
It's really hard to say. We just don't know what's going to happen from now till then. Remember the Tim Pawlenty a year...
Who?
Right, T-Paw. About 2 years out, he was the predicted front runner, and, you know, he just fizzled out and went into nothing. So it's really difficult to say this far out. They don't call politics a horse race for nothing, and there's going to be some other horses in that race.
I think it's really good for the liberty movement. I mean,
I don't know if I agree with that. Well, what do you base that on?
Let me ask you about this. I mean, Reagan had a lot of great quotes too.
I'm sorry.
Reagan had a lot of great quotes, and when he got into office, he didn't do so great as far as low taxes and smaller government.
I've got a question. Do you think we would be better off
right now? Respond to that. Wait a second.
It wasn't a question. But okay.
I think Rand Paul is better than Reagan.
All right.
But I think he's a little more principled. He has more and more of kind of like the libertarian positions on...
Yeah, but what good's the discussion if he's not actually libertarian? What good is a discussion about these things, you know, when he's not coming from a perspective of principle? Johnson, what was your question?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think we'd be better off right now if Romney were in office?
It wouldn't matter.
Okay,
good. Well, we agree on that.
But Romney never called himself a libertarian.
But Romney
was wrong on just about everything.
Right, but yet Rand Paul decided it was important to endorse him.
And Rand Paul also supports a border wall, and he supports, some sort of federal action on
abortion. Rand Paul is better on immigration than his father was.
Is that right?
That's right. Now, look, Rand Paul, this is a really qualified statement, is my favorite senator. I'm not fond of senators, but among the senators, he's my favorite. Now, there has yet to be a liberty-oriented primary that I know of anywhere in the United States. So I'm a registered Republican. I will probably end up voting for Rand Paul in the primary. But in the general, he doesn't have my vote yet.
Charles, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, I get why people like Rand Paul. He's the son of Ron Paul. I get that.
I don't think it's just that.
Okay. So
you don't think he's one of the most liberty-oriented senators in the Senate? I guess that's where senators
probably
are.
If you're comparing him to all the other cancers.
That's the only thing you get to compare politicians to is other politicians.
But he made it to where he is today because of his dad, and he doesn't have a fraction of the principle that his father had. It's
I mean, the whole thing that really bugged me about Rand Paul and still bugs me, and a lot of people are like, I can't believe you're still saying, you know, harping on that is where he basically went and he said, we should never use drones on American people ever, not ever, never, ever, ever, never use drones on American people. Unless, of course, they rob a liquor store and then, you know, just have drones with guns.
For 50 bucks or whatever, right? Yeah, so he's had some really ridiculous positions come out over the years.
It's difficult to be in his position and take a pro-liberty choice every time.
Apparently it's more difficult for him than his dad, because his dad didn't have much of a problem taking a pro-liberty stance every issue, every single time.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's a lot less difficult when you understand that, you know, government is aggression, and, you know, you don't initiate
and keep coming back. Keep coming back to that message, which Ron Paul was really good at. Now, look, I get why people are excited by him, because there's no one else out there on the national field that even comes anywhere near to Ron Paul.
Right.
So he is the best thing, you know, the next best thing. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to be excited by his campaign, that I'm going to give him any money whatsoever. I gave Ron Paul campaign donations in 2012 and 2008.
Pretty generously, didn't you?
But yeah, I did. Yeah, a lot.
And I miss Harry Brown.
I do miss Harry Brown, Libertarian Party presidential candidate from 1996 and 2000. Now, that guy could communicate the ideas of freedom. Oh, man. Well, anyway, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The good news about Harry Brown is he wrote some great books, so you can pick up his tactics.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Superfam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the Ultimate Bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you would like toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share on the site. You can grab archives. You can go and download years' worth of the show if you want for free. Last 7 days' worth are on the front page of the site, and then you can dig into the archive section to go back to 2006. All of that free at freetalklive.com. So do enjoy on us and also the Free State Project. It's well on its way to completion. We're almost to 75% of the goal. Not quite. Got a little ways to go to get to 75%. Now, our goal is 20,000 people signed and pledged to make the move to New Hampshire to be active, to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. FreeStateProject.org is the website. You may go there and learn more. There's a great document there called 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. This is only if you really love the ideas of liberty. If you love freedom so much that you're willing to stand up for the rights of others to be free so they can live their life how they want to, so in turn you can live your life how you want to. If you understand that freedom means you your right to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anyone else, you are someone who really should look at the Free State Project. Anybody else? Don't you worry about the Free State Project. It is of no consequence to you. So freestateproject.org, go and learn more about it. Because I don't know about you, but I want to be around thousands of people who understand what freedom means. Because those thousands of people will have connections into the community and help everybody else in the community understand what freedom means. And eventually, maybe we can get rid of this terrible, old, violent, dangerous, decrepit idea known as the state. And when you're in New Hampshire, you end up coming across all these wonderful Granite Staters, these people who, many of them have lived here their whole lives, or others have lived here for a good portion of their lives because they moved for the same reasons that we moved to New Hampshire, because there's more freedom here already, and they wanted the chance at being more free. So in a lot of ways, when you move to New Hampshire, you already get more freedom, simply because it is a smaller government kind of place. There's just more freedom in New Hampshire.
Over time, the Mercatus Center has rated New Hampshire number one more times than any other state, and on average, New Hampshire comes out number one over the five ratings that they've given states.
So you end up meeting all these interesting people who came here for similar reasons as you and or were born here and really appreciate the ideas of freedom. There are, of course, the statist types, the believers in the state who want to control others, but you'll find those people everywhere. What makes New Hampshire special is it's a good place to start from as far as freedom activism is concerned, and you've already got over 1,100 liberty activists here as part of the Free State Project, and you've got over 14,000 pledged to come. Then you meet interesting people like Colonel Peter Martino, Marine Colonel. He spoke at the recent Bearcat meeting, and there was a really horrible cell phone video posted by the Free State Project earlier today. And, you know, it's good to have multiple activists around with different types of cameras to make sure everything gets recorded. But luckily, Biker Bill, who's a longtime Free State Project participant, I believe, was recording the hearings, the Bearcat hearings, with a nice tripod-mounted camera with a decent microphone on it.
Good, because it was not the greatest audio, but it was a great speech.
So this is what I spent some of the afternoon on, Mark, was I knew Biker Bill had done footage, full-on footage of this, and so when I went to his channel today, lo and behold, he had already cut out this particular scene, because I think he saw that the video was going viral, and so I put that version of it up at freekeen.com, the proper, decent-looking one. And I contacted the various different organizations that had already published the story, because by the time I got a hold of it, the crappier cell phone video had already had 25,000 views. Mm-hmm. It's up to close to 100,000 from what I understand now. So I wanted to get it out there, this better video, to, you know, Daily Kos and Huffington Post and InfoWars and Business Insider. These are four of the biggest places that published the story. And I was able to do that. I used Twitter and I used email to reach out to these, and Facebook. I used all three of those tools and was able to contact all of the writers of these articles and got them to switch out to the better video.
Nice.
I also got a return link to freekeen.com as a result of that. And so I've got a video here, and it's worth playing now because we've got the decent audio track from this this camera. So here is Colonel Peter Martino in his about 3-minute long response to the idea of the Concord police getting this militaristic tank known as the, what was it, ballistic?
I've got to pull it up
armored
here.
Oh, I don't know.
Ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck.
There you go. The Bearcat. Here he goes.
Humanity. Pete Martino from Epson. Thank you. We don't need this. We really don't. I was a colonel. I'm a retired colonel in the Marine Corps. I saw a sign back there that said, we want more Mayberry and less Fallujah. And I spent a year in Fallujah. You know what? When I first got there, I didn't have armored Humvees. And I traveled over 10,000 miles over there. And sometimes you got to deal with and go with what you have. And so that's part of the job, for one. The second thing is, when I was in Iraq, I was in charge. I was the Ministry of Defense Coordinator. My job was to man, train, and equip the Iraqi army in Al-Anbar, Najaf, Karbala, and Northern Babil provinces. And I can tell you right now, well, somebody had a great idea to get rid of the Iraqi army, so when we rebuilt it, we did everything we could to make it as strong as possible. And I'll tell you right now, Homeland Security would kick their butts in a week. What's happening here is we're building a domestic military because it's unlawful or unconstitutional to use American troops on American soil. So what we're doing is we're building a military. My best friend, who's a SWAT officer.
Now, before you go on, there you go. There's a military colonel who's just laying it right out. In case you were doubting Free Talk right. Live, right? Like, you know, we've been saying for years, it's a police state. Hey, everybody, police state, here's all the evidence. Well, now you've got somebody who knows what a military looks like, a Marine colonel, saying, yeah, this is a domestic military. That's what you're putting together.
I can't see how anybody at all could possibly say that the police aren't being militarized. I think that they can say to themselves, there are good reasons that the police need military weapons because the criminals have military-grade weapons or something like that. And I think that there's some argument for it.
I completely disagree with what you just said.
What do you mean?
That you don't know how somebody could say that. I know absolutely how somebody could say that. And they probably will, and they probably do all the time because most people don't pay attention. They have no idea what's going on.
Well, it's all they have to do is take a look at one police officer dressed up these days in the military outfits. They wear the same stuff. It's a different color. And arguably a more, confronting color. Black has been shown to be, you know, just do the little studies. Black's a color that scares people. And they always wear black, and if they don't wear black, they wear super camo. Dark blue.
They've also seen them in camo, depending.
What's the point of a police officer wearing camo?
I don't know. Does it have like a military badass?
Right. That's exactly what it might be. Is the making someone look bad. I mean, what do you want to be camouflaged as? The road? It's gray with the yellow stripes on it.
Wasn't there an army that made them start wearing pink with Hello Kitty or something? Actually was. I think it was like some Asian country. They actually
good stuff
doing.
Though. Yeah. Here we go.
Nashua, who came to Iraq with me to train the Iraqi police, sent me an email with a picture of him in the media on the streets of Watertown, Mass, wearing the exact same combat gear that we had in Iraq, only it was a different color.
Okay, so there you go. Exact same combat gear on the streets of Watertown. You remember that, right? Hopefully the sands of time haven't blown that one away yet, where the police came into the streets of Watertown supposedly to look for the alleged bombers in the Boston bombing, but in that process they shut down whole swaths of suburbia and they went house to house kicking people out of their homes, holding them at gunpoint, intimidating, scaring people, and just generally being awful towards other fellow human beings. And if there wasn't, I think it was a real watershed moment.
A scary picture that goes around on Facebook of a person who took a picture out of their house window of a police officer, apparently, somebody who looked militaristic as heck.
Yep.
With wearing sunglasses and pointing a gun directly out of them, out of the top of
a Bearcat.
And so they're driving military vehicles through the cities, wearing, using military equipment, wearing military gear. I don't know what they could possibly be except an occupying force.
All right, we're halfway through his little speech here. I want to get to the rest of it here in a moment. So stand by, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And hopefully the story will continue to blow up. The video will continue to get views because he does a good job of kind of summing some things up here. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Share your thoughts on the militarization of the police or anything.
Give me
another L.
Give me a Z.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You may join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. And the features that we have for you there are totally free. You can enjoy all of those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. You enter Amazon through those links, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So it's that simple. It's the same great Amazon deals and selection that you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate links. We've got Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and, of course, Amazon US. Go to shop.freetalklive.com.
I'd say the premier online Bitcoin wallet is blockchain.info. I just used my blockchain.info account today. It was very convenient. I had somebody do a little bit of graphic work for me and sent them a centibit, which is a tenth of a Bitcoin. If you want to get into the alternative Bitcoin alternative currency world, the first thing you need is an account, a place to store your Bitcoins. Blockchain.info will give you one for free. It's encrypted, so blockchain, nor the NSA, nor the CIA, nor anyone would know what you're doing as far as your account goes. They never have access to your account. They never, if you're careful, they don't know how much money you're sending or receiving. You can use the tools that they have right there to anonymize your Bitcoin use. It's time to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
All right, so toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. He is a Marine Colonel. Peter Martino from Epsom, New Hampshire, is speaking to the city council in Concord about the Bearcat, this attack truck, or tank, as some have called it, that essentially is yet another step towards further militarization of the police. There are over 300 of these, by the way, that are at various different police departments in cities large and small. Keene barely even qualifies as a city. It's got 25,000 people living within the so-called city limits. And there's a Bearcat here. So they're trying to get one in Concord now. And, of course, the federal government is handing out the money for all of these things. But this Marine Corps colonel says, This isn't just militarization of the police. They're building a domestic military. We're building a domestic army, he says in this video, and more than once. So he's pretty convinced of it. He continues.
Same combat gear that we had in Iraq, only it was a different color.
And what the way we do things in the military is called task organization. You take a command, and then you attach units to it in order to accomplish the mission. What's happening is Homeland Security is pre-staging gear, equipment, consistent. What they're trying to do is use standardized vehicles, standardized equipment. I saw a picture in the Boston Globe during the marathon bombing where there was a state police officer. Actually, there were two officers. They both had identical helmets, flak jackets, weapons, everything I wore in Iraq, only it was all blue. The officer on one side had a big patch on his back that said Massachusetts State Police. Another officer next to him, his patch said Boston Police. And so what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it, we're building a domestic army and we're shrinking the military because the government is afraid of its own citizens. The last time more than 10 terrorists were in the same place at one time was September 11th, and all these vehicles in the world wouldn't have prevented it, nor would it have helped anybody.
So true. And there was a story not too long ago, maybe about a year or so, and we did talk about it on Free Talk Live, where a police chief was shot to death during a drug raid. I believe it was Greenfield or Greenland, New Hampshire, or something like that, somewhere over toward the
east. I think it was Greenland.
Yeah, I think so. Somewhere on the east side of the
confusing
state.
Name for a city.
So, anyway, in this small town, they had gone after, a small-time drug dealer or something like that, and they brought in the troops, and the police chief went along for the ride. They arrived in their Bearcat, but that didn't stop the police chief from being shot to death as he attempted to enter the home. So, again, there's all kinds of examples of this Bearcat out there that... It's just something that they use to look intimidating.
You could make an argument that the showing up in a Bearcat could have contributed to it.
How's that?
Because it's a really aggressive, fear-inspiring. That's what the whole point of the vehicle is to be this aggressive image. So if whoever was in there who shot this officer saw the Bearcat rolling up,
mm-hmm.
might have made that person immediately more aggressive.
Well, certainly true.
And this is something that I've kind of been struggling with this whole issue. The fact is if you're going to have an organization whose job it is to use force, and ultimately that's what the police are, right? And a protection force could exist that is governmental or non-governmental. It doesn't matter. Obviously, that would be necessary in a world that didn't have governmental protection forces. You would need non-governmental protection forces. If you're going to have an agency that uses force as its job, you would want that agency to be the best equipped it could possibly be. So, why not Bearcats? Why not AR-15s? Why not helmets? But what I've seen as a result is oftentimes the employment of these people and their equipment is something that is used to stifle free speech in this country, stifle protest.
Sure.
Obviously, sometimes protests turn into riots. Does having police on site, would that be helpful? Sure it is. But I can tell you, having been in situations like this, that the police can often get out of hand. They can step too far when it comes to a free society. It's easy. When you give somebody authority, and authority isn't just a badge, authority is the equipment, because you have more authority if you're bulletproof.
Well, plus there's also a disconnection there. The more you put in between the police and the people, the more they become separated. The more they are them, and then we are us.
And they're not even trying. That's the thing that's adding to it, is that, whenever I think of these modern militaristic police in their flak jackets and their helmets and their, they look like
dark sunglasses.
And you compare it back to it's Barney Fife and I'm here to be your local police officer. And you got to think in a situation with a one man standoff, you're never going to have the situation where the one guy goes up to the front of the house and says, well, we know times are bad, but why don't you come out of there? We know you got a gun, but it doesn't have to go down this way. Come on out, and just talking the guy down. Because that can happen. It doesn't have to be where they crash through the door and shoot everyone and their dog.
Well, sometimes they'll talk people out of it, but they often don't talk them from one person from the front door.
Sure, but I think in a lot of situations, they're not even trying. It's just... you come out or we're going to shoot you.
There
you
are far,
like,
too,
it's just like,
far too many times police have been called for suicide cases where they shoot the person who's suicidal. And that, I mean, I don't know exactly what's going on there, but I can see why if you have somebody, say, with a gun who's suicidal, or even a knife that's suicidal. There's a few people with knives that are suicidal, which I always kind of amuses
they
me.
They did that in Keene.
But, you know, I mean, I see from their own training that a person within 21 feet with a knife drawn, compared to a person who has a gun holstered, the person with the 21 within 21 feet with a knife drawn has the advantage. The question is exactly is it deadly? Who knows? But it seems like there's something out of place.
Let me get
when police are called for a suicidal person and they end up shooting him.
The police also just they don't have a reputation for being helpful. People. Anymore.
Not anymore.
I mean, they're just not. I mean, when I'm thinking of, your Barney Fife type situation, it's a cop who shows up who knows, they know the guy. Maybe they have a personal relationship, small town police officer.
Oh, come on, Ed.
And they actually know, oh, come on, don't do this. But if they had a reputation of being helpful people that are just like the police are just kind of like that, then that kind of rapport could be established where the person in the house who's in the standoff in this horrible, dramatic situation doesn't even necessarily know the officer, and the officer could get into a mindset where they're able to talk to the person and be helpful and offer advice, and just they could be that way. But now police are not trying to be that at all. They're not trying to be that image.
At least
their
not
image
the newer
is
cops.
To be very militaristic.
Some of the there's still some of the older cops that come from the old school.
Yeah.
But let me go back to this video. There's just a few moments remaining of the Marine colonel speaking out against the militarized police.
So I don't know where we're going to use this many vehicles and this many troops. Concord is just one little cog in the wheel. We're building an army over here, and I can't believe that people aren't seeing it. Is everybody blind? That's all I'll take.
There you go. Is everybody blind? Darn good question.
Because I wonder what it's like for the military folks. I mean, because obviously each of them has a different experience. But to see, essentially, troops on the streets when they come home. And not everyone sees it all the time. I certainly don't see it most of the time, but Watertown and other incidences.
Well, some support it and some don't. I mean, some are probably rah-rah, well, give me a job, where do I sign up?
Well, some of them, when it's an entirely different experience when you are the troop on the street. But I think that that's pretty much what they've turned into.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. I love that study, or I guess it was a school principal who came into a school, got rid of all the metal detectors and the security apparatus, and then all of a sudden the school became better behaved after that. I think that ties into what you were saying earlier, Johnson. Hour 2 is coming up. You bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the fate. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.